you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was the chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay in your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He is going to stay in the house of a sinner." But as Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from any one, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. So you will be aware that this year is cycle three, or year C, and during year C we are at Mass on a Sunday, and most of the weekdays, except when it's a feast day, we have little excerpts from the Gospel of Luke. And sometimes, for those of you who only manage to get to Mass on a Sunday, you sometimes miss lovely little bits of Luke and the things he says, and the image he gives us of Jesus. And also, I'm always looking for a clue in the Gospel, and which I can, you know, maybe approach it in a slightly different way. And just for example, in the Gospel this morning, Zacchaeus is the patron saint of shorties. Now, we think, we normally interpret that Gospel as Zacchaeus climbing up the tree so that he could see Jesus. Now, if you change that, what if he climbed up that tree so that Jesus could see him? See how that changes totally. And then Jesus did see him, and he called him down, and what? Zacchaeus was filled with joy. And that was the clue. He was hoping and hoping that Jesus would see him, and so he came down. Now, going back to what I said a couple of minutes ago, on Thursday morning, there was a lovely quotation from the Gospel of Luke, and I thought, oh, that's such a lovely image of Jesus. I really want to share that with more people than just maybe those who were at the 6:20 Mass on Thursday morning. And it was a lovely image of that Luke painted of Jesus. And it's never mentioned and nothing is ever made of it, but it's just absolutely beautiful. You remember Jesus looking at Jerusalem, and he says, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those who were sent to you. How often I have longed to gather you together as a hen under her wings, as little chicks under her wings." So we are the little chickens, the little chicks. Now, I don't know, I lived in the country and grew up on a farm, and so I'm very used to this. It was, you know, it was a lovely sight. Tiny little chicks, you know, tiny little things, smaller than my hand, and they're running around, you know, but they keep close to the mother hen. And then suddenly one little chick decides he or she has enough, and she runs over to the mother hen, and the hen opens up her wings. Now the little chicks go in under her wings. And it's a lovely, lovely picture to see that beautiful image of Jesus. It's a very feminine image of Jesus. Shows the feminine side of Jesus. You know, Jesus could only have used that phrase, psychologists say. He could not have used that phrase unless he was in a very good relationship with some woman. And we know from the gospel tells us, another one of the gospels, that Jesus loved Mary and her sister Martha. So he had a very good relationship with Mary and Martha. And in fact, Jesus had a very good relationship with women. And any man who doesn't have a good relationship with women, he ends up being very macho, very rational, very controlling, very cold, totally lacking in any kind of feeling or emotion. On the other hand, a woman who doesn't have a good relationship with men or with a man ends up being very, very emotional, saccharine, very moody, up and down very, very often. So we complement one another. And God is the perfection of male and female. God is both male and female. And so God is a family. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So they are in perfect relationship. Now, in my very first parish, as a new priest 52 years ago, the first parish I was appointed to, the parish priest who was there, the pastor, he died 2 weeks before I got there. He died from a heart attack, poor man. I don't know whether it was the thought of me coming or what happened to him. But anyhow, the poor man died of a heart attack. So he was replaced by a new pastor. And the new pastor was a total misogynist. He had this hatred of women. I remember telling him one day, my first day or second day in the parish with him, about we were short of milk. And a lovely woman called Jackie went and got a bottle of milk for me. So I told him, I met a lovely lady called Jackie. Never call any woman by her first name, he said. Yeah, Yeah, right. Never call any woman by her first name, because the day you do that, you're in trouble. In trouble, you're laying yourself, I don't know what, open to what. I don't know what he had in mind. So I was very bold. So from then on, began calling every woman, unless she was very old, by her first name. But I learned a lot from him, how not to behave and not deal. He had this awful attitude to women. He had nothing to do with his own family, no contact with him. I never knew he had a sister until he actually died. And he ended up his life, very sadly, alcoholic, suspended from the priesthood, lonely, isolated. Very, very sad. I attended his funeral, and there was very few people there. But, you know, he taught me something very, very important. And I have no hesitation in saying that to be a good priest, to be a real priest, you need to have some women in your life. You need to have a good relationship with at least one woman or a number of women with whom you can open your heart and share to. Because you cannot share the same way with a man as you can with a woman. And women have much more feeling. And good friends of mine, women friends, have pointed out things to me that I was not aware of in myself. And they've been a great help to me in my life. And thank God I've never been scared of women. Well, thank God for that. And I'm still, after 52 years, I'm still tired of to people that I'm a man who happens to be a priest, not a priest who just happens to be a man. So, does that make sense? I'm a man who happens to be a priest, not the other way around. Because some people look at you and think, oh, you're a priest. No, I'm a man. A human being like anybody else. But my vocation is the priesthood. I've been very, very happy in that vocation. And another little thing. Have you ever noticed the beautiful portrait or painting by Rembrandt of the return of the prodigal son? You're familiar with that. And if you look very closely at that, there are two hands on the prodigal son, and one of them is a female hand. But we never have any mention of who? Of the prodigal son's mother. But she was in the background. I bet you any money she was there in the background and probably encouraged his dad to welcome him home. And the other thing, interesting, and you can make up your own mind why, we have paintings of Jesus and painting of Jesus, the Lamb of God, and we have paintings in sacred art of lions and eagles. But we have no painting of Jesus, you know, as a hen gathering his chicks. Probably it would be difficult to do, but wouldn't it make a lovely, wouldn't it say something beautiful about Jesus? Maybe we don't have any painting because it doesn't fit comfortably with a patriarchal church or a male-dominated church, in a nutshell. Maybe that's why. And I think that painting would help a lot of ways to give us more respect for women. Women are beautiful. And you men, where would you be without women? You'd be locked up. You wouldn't have a hope in hell. You wouldn't. We need good women in our lives. And women are the backbone of the church. They are the backbone of the church. Yet they don't get sufficient appreciation for that. It's a big thing in my life that I have a great respect for women. And I wouldn't be standing here today. I wouldn't be standing here today happy, joyful, full of love of the Lord, but for the good women in my life. And I thank God for them every day of my life. And to all the women here in the church this morning, I say, God bless you and thank you. Amen.